Clarence Thomas is under attack right now, and I'm going to tell you about two things that have popped off here in the last couple days that we need to be paying attention to, okay? First, the Senate Judiciary Committee is moving to subpoena Clarence Thomas's Republican donors after complaining of an ethics crisis in the Supreme Court. The committee said that some Supreme Court justices have been, quote, joining billionaires with business before the court on their private planes and yachts, or receiving gifts such as private school tuition for a family member, end quote. Now, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin, who's a clown, said that the committee would vote on issuing subpoenas after the intransigence the donors have shown in refusing to come before the committee to explain their relationship with Thomas, the longest-serving member of the Supreme Court, the most conservative member of the Supreme Court, and oh yeah, the most outspoken Second Amendment-supporting member of the Supreme Court. There's a correlation here, make no mistake. Before I jump any further into this, guys, according to my YouTube analytics, 900,000 views last month came from those who are unsubscribed. I know subscribing sounds like something, we all say it in every video. It absolutely helps this channel multiple ways. One is with YouTube, who hates the content we put out. So I ask you humbly to please subscribe to the channel down below. It helps me get to more people know what's going on, thus more people can take action. I thank you for your consideration. 900,000 people is a lot. So please subscribe to Guns and Gadgets to stay in the know, okay? Let's continue on with Clarence Thomas's concerns here. The donors they want to speak to include Texas real estate billionaire Harlan Crow, Leonard Leo, who's a former aide to the Trump presidency, that's coincidence, and Robin Arkley II, who allegedly gave trips to Justice Samuel Alito Jr. and late Justice Antonin Scalia. Now, the committee accused the Supreme Court justices of accepting, quote, lavish, undisclosed gifts, end quote, that have, quote, enabled their wealthy benefactors and other individuals with business before the court to gain private access to the justices while preventing public scrutiny of this conduct, end quote. I think a lot of this is BS. What they want to do is try to pack the court without packing the court. And remember, the only way that a Supreme Court is justice is removed without, you know, not of their own hand, is if, like, God comes down and tells them and their time is up and they pass away, or they are removed forcefully by the Congress. That's it. So they're trying to drum up some hate here. Now, Justice Thomas has another huge concern as well. First, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Blackout Coffee. Guys, at Blackout Coffee, we, as one of the owners, we want you to ditch woke coffee companies and their low-quality roasts. Support a company that stands for the Second Amendment, donates to those groups every month fighting for us in the courts, as well as standing for American traditional values. And get some great coffee while you're at it. We source the best beans in the world, and we do the rest in-house. From roasting to grinding, flavoring to packaging, heck, we even make our own K-Cups. Over 30 flavors to choose from. And if coffee, Freedom Nectar, is not your jam, we have loose leaf teas and hot chocolates as well. You can save a ton right now. We're running our Valentine's Day sale. You can save 20% if you use the link below, blackoutcoffee.com/GNG, and use the code BLACKOUTLOVE. Take advantage of that. It's not going to last long. Now back to Clarence Thomas. He's now the target of a lawsuit looking into the alleged tax evasion, but not by the IRS. Check this Karen out. Quote-unquote Republican John Anthony Castro is filing a lawsuit against Justice Clarence Thomas, accusing the Supreme Court justice of failing to file his income taxes. Okay, Karen. Now, Castro, who is a failed Republican presidential candidate, let me say that again, Castro, the Karen, is a failed Republican presidential candidate who describes himself as a tax attorney who filed a flurry of lawsuits seeking to remove former President Donald Trump from the GOP primary ballot. So now you see what kind of Republican he is, right? He is just one of those people who think he knows better than everybody, and he thinks he's the answer to everybody's problems, which is why he tried to run for president. Now, he says he's filing this suit against Clarence Thomas in Virginia court under the, it's called VFATA, the Virginia Fraud Against Taxpayers Act. Now, Castro says he mailed the complaint to the court on Friday and expects it to take 2 business days for the court to process and file the case. So, as I'm recording this, this is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, maybe we see the actual filing on Wednesday. I've been looking and didn't see anything at all, so the court hasn't even acknowledged they have it. Now, the complaint alleges that Clarence Thomas knowingly presented or caused to be presented a false and fraudulent claim, which is his 2005 Virginia state income tax return, to the Virginia Department of Taxation on or about April 15th, 2016, and in that he failed to report income from a discharge of indebtedness. Okay, we'll talk about that. Now, VFATA states that a civil action cannot be brought more than 6 years after the date in which the violation is committed. Now, remember, they're talking about his 2005 income, his state income tax return, so that statute of limitations is up. And also, if he filed it on or about April 15th of 2016, well, that is up as well for the statute of limitations. However, Karen is filing the lawsuit anyway. Like I said, this guy seems to be a Democrat in disguise. Now, this act also goes on to say that civil action can also be brought no more than 3 years after new facts come to light. Again, statute of limitations. Also, action can be brought civilly no more than 10 years from the date on which the violation is committed. And I think that's where he thinks he's going to jump in here, because 2016 to 2024 is only 8 years. If his claimed dates, his alleged dates are true. Now, the statute of limitations will dictate this. I think this should get dropped because nobody's talking about the tax implications of Hunter Biden or Joe Biden. Why? Because Karen's support this guy, and Karens are going against the conservatives right now for multiple reasons. I mean, they are losing left and right, and Clarence Thomas in the Supreme Court is a big reason for that. So we'll see how this goes. Now, don't forget, last year, the Senate Finance Committee also launched an investigation into Clarence Thomas that revealed he never repaid a substantial, quote-unquote, substantial portion of a $267,230 loan that he received from his friend, who just happens to be rich, Anthony Welters. And, of course, they were complaining about all that and whether he filed that properly in his tax filings as income if he didn't have to pay the entire part back. Now, that is when this Karen Castro says he started to look into federal and state tax laws. Castro said this, quote, under Section 108 of the Internal Revenue Code, he, meaning Thomas, would have had the legal obligation to report the loan as taxable income, and the tax alone would have been probably $40,000 or $50,000. That's a third of his annual salary. And that's when I was like, hey, Karen, there's no way he reported that because that'd be financially disastrous for him. Yeah, because people don't have savings as well, like, I don't know, maybe, whatever. But Karen Castro is suing Clarence Thomas under VFATA, which allows private citizens anywhere in this country to bring a claim against a Virginia resident for making a knowingly false or fraudulent claim to the Commonwealth of Virginia for money or property. Now, the act essentially empowers regular doobies in America to take on the role of a tax agent for the Virginia Attorney General in lieu of the IRS. Basically, be a Karen for the government. You know, a rat. Now, when asked if he was truly Republican, Karen Castro said, quote, I'm a very, very stubbornly principled person, and if I feel that someone broke the law, I'm going to hold them accountable. Just like Trump for January 6th and Clarence Thomas on this sham loan. To me, that explains everything. That quote right there explains the entire thing and this sham of a lawsuit. But what say you, America? These are the small little things of death by a thousand cuts that I want you to be aware of, and I want you also to spread the word. Like the video and share it if you think more people need to know what's going on. Turn on the bell notification down below and subscribe to Guns and Gadgets. I will keep you in the loop every single day with all kinds of infractions on our right to keep and bear arms, from legislation to litigation and everything in between. And if you want to be part of what saves this country, subscribe down below and get involved. Till we see each other again, guys and gals, be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun. It's our right. It's what keeps us free and safe, especially with what's going around nowadays. You can't carry a cop, so carry a gun. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.